My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome. It is Sunday, May 21st. It's time to talk Flash. Yes, talking The Flash, now available on iTunes. I'm going to be talking about Cause and Effect. It aired last week, 2 weeks ago, 519. No. Was it May 9th? That's what it was, on the CW. I haven't had a chance to watch last week's, and rumor has it this week is what, the season finale? Oh, all I know is I saw King Shark in a commercial, but we'll talk about that later. What did I think about Cause and Effect? Holy crap, you know what? I really thought, with the commercial being that Barry loses some of his memory and then the quirking, I thought it was going to be cheesy and dumb. Not going to lie. I thought I was like, it's going to be just a boring episode. But you know what? This episode happened to be one of my favorites this season. I thought it was a great, great, great episode. I really, truly did. Love the beginning where it starts off where evil Barry comes out of Savitar and they have the little talk, you know, and all that good stuff. And then the fight and everything else. And then seeing Savitar's suit like move around by itself. That was pretty badass. Barry without the memories. Thought it was going to be cheesy. I really liked it. It was good seeing Barry happy. And you know, now I'm looking at my notes and we'll get to that. But I got to say, I can't remember the last time Barry smiled that much, for real, in an episode. Like, there's been so much crap going on that he takes on, like Oliver from Arrow. Yeah, he was so happy. I was like, I could see Iris kind of like, do we really have to take him back to the old Barry just for the fact that he has gone through some crap and the crap that's going on right now with Iris and Savitar. So, it was good to see Barry happy, and it was so funny to see him come back with his regular memories, and he was just like, yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, it's back. But it was good to see Barry happy for a moment and then snap back to reality. Just want to throw that out there now. I thought the courtroom scene was hilarious. Thought that was funny as hell. Killer Frost getting thrown against the wall by Savitar when he lost his memory. I was like, what? I didn't even see that coming. I really thought that evil Barry was out of the suit and he was like doing something. And that's why the suit was empty. But to see the empty suit not be empty and it be full of evil Barry and slam her against the wall, I was like, what? Because I didn't think he was going to lose his memory like Barry did. I thought, from that point, he would not, I don't know, I was just getting confused with that whole thing, but then I saw, like, okay, yeah. So, what else? It's obvious, people, that Caitlin is in there still with Killer Frost. The whole Cisco bringing up Ronnie and all that good stuff, that was good to see. I felt bad for Julian, even though he grew on me with Cisco. I didn't like him in the beginning, and now he's growing on me because he is a good part of the team. For him to say, I love you, Caitlin. And then she's like, I never loved you. Then I was like, damn. But then she's like, I never loved all y'all, any of y'all. So every rest of the team could be like, whatever. She loved us. Come on, whatever. That means if she loved us and she's lying, Julian, she loves you too. So I don't think Julian has anything to lose. I don't think he has anything to worry about except to get her back. Or could she be Killer Frost and Caitlin at the same time? I don't know. But her eyes do turn brown. And it's almost like Caitlin resurfaces, and then Killer Frost puts her back down there. So, I don't know. I'm curious to see how that's going to pan out. I think my favorite part was where the fire was coming up in the building, and Iris jumped on the mic and kind of reminded him of being a kid and sitting on the couch and putting the head in the lap and then saying this was when we, you know, first fell in love. Man, watching that for the second time, because I watch it, and then I take my notes going through it for the second time, and I still got teary-eyed. Did y'all get teary-eyed? I got teary-eyed. I'm not gonna lie. I'm in touch with my manhood. I can say that. But that was some deepness. Iris, that was some good stuff there. I definitely got teary-eyed. And it was good to see all that flashback stuff and everything else. And then to see him like, dun-dun-dun, I remember. And then he was like, I'm not gonna be able to put all this fire away. And then all of a sudden he's like, you're not gonna have to do it by yourself. And then Kid Flash shows up. That was pretty badass. Not gonna lie. Pretty badass. I like it when them two team up together and fight crime. What else? They got the bazooka done. So it looks like HR is falling for the scientists. The scientists falling for HR. So, yeah. So now they need a power source. And then I love how they're like, how are we going to find a power source as powerful as the sun? And all of a sudden, I was like, where are they taking me? Where this? What's this underground? What's this thing that looks like some kind of power thing from the Avengers or something? And then I see King Shark! I like King Shark. He's a badass villain creature. Badass. So I'm excited. I know this next episode, he teams up with the Mr. Frost dude, who I like, from The Legends of Tomorrow. I cannot remember his name, but he's in freaking Prison Break. I can't remember his name, but I like him. They team up, and they're going to steal this power source from, it looks like, King Shark, maybe. I don't care. I don't care if he's, yeah, he's. I don't care if he's in a little bit in it. King Shark is the man. So I'm excited to see the next episode. And then, of course, I believe this coming up Tuesday is going to be the season finale. So I'm wondering, are we going to see Iris and Savitar? Ugh, that moment in the town, the town square thing? I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. So I'm not going to be able to get to this week's review because I haven't watched it yet. But as soon as I watch it, I'll put it up. Got to go to work. Then I'll, of course I want to watch season finale and then give you all my review on the season finale, but that's pretty much it, people. Thanks for tuning in, for all the likes and shares and all that good stuff. If you want to hear more of these interesting, crazy crunk reviews, cause I think I had a spark earlier. That's why I'm talking so fast, but, you can always go on iTunes and search Talking the Flash. It's there, or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can go there as well if you don't have iTunes. But my blog, iWatchMike.com, if you scroll up to the top, you'll see a little tab that says podcasts right there. It has the links for iTunes and the links for the audio boom. So you can go there as well. What else? Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. My Snapchat's on my blog. iWatchMike on Facebook. Everything's on my blog as well. So go check that out. So that is it for the Flash review. Don't forget, every Friday. No, I'm thinking about a different show. Every Tuesday on the CW, we got season finale coming up this week. I'm so excited.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.